I decided to head out just before dusk to the sea. I simply needed to breathe the sea air and listen to the gentle lap of the tide coming in. The last cry of the gulls, a moment just to be at the end of a day I will never see again. Such magical wonder in that. As I strolled, I thought about things, you know, the things that matter. I have noticed in these last days that mostly we look forward, rarely able to truly be in the moment. Early winter, we were looking forward to Christmas, for some with great anticipation, and naturally and sadly for some, not. Christmas came and went, and now we look to spring, to plans. Busy, busy, busy. Perhaps not in the doing, but in our minds. When will we learn, I ask myself. Someone close shared this. As human beings, we can become so busy with the doing of life that subconsciously the being part of who we are has disappeared. We live in an increasingly stressful world with its expectations and pressures, and not least while having to handle difficult and painful circumstances. Where does all the pain go? It does not simply disappear. We need time to be, to process feelings and thoughts, and see how negative beliefs and controls can create their own hidden cycle of problems, if we have time, if we have no time, to listen. This friend speaks a lot of wisdom, and as a counsellor, we agree in much. Let's not wish winter away, but embrace this season and all its teachings. It was given to us for a reason, a time to be still and listen, and to look for the light where it may be found. A scripture to consider, to think about. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. And this is from 1 Corinthians 15:51-52. And George and I would like to wish each and every one of you a blessed, a happy, a joyful 2023, a year of kindness and a year of light.